Concours Écricom 2013, épreuve orale de langue anglaise, texte numéro 24. UK needs its own Michelle Obama to tackle obesity. High-profile leadership, perhaps by a member of the royal family who could take on a similar role to that played by Michelle Obama in the US, is needed to solve the obesity crisis in the UK, according to one of the authors of a report from the Royal College of Physicians, RCP, which finds that too little is being done for adults who are severely overweight. NHS services are extremely patchy, it says, even though a quarter of all adults are obese, and it is estimated that by 2050, most of the population will be. Professor John Wass, chair of the working party that produced the report, says there is a real need for leadership. The report calls for a senior figure in government who will take charge of obesity issues across all departments, from education to health, to agriculture and work and pensions. Wass says, we could learn from the US, where Michael Bloomberg, Mayor of New York, and Michelle Obama in the White House have been leading a successful fight against obesity. He said, I think we could have a senior figure in London, rather like the Mayor of New York, who has led on having smaller measures of Coca-Cola in cups and other things. Michelle Obama has had a huge effect on obesity and getting things labelled. The report, called Action on Obesity, Comprehensive Care for All, points out that the UK has the highest levels of obesity in the world after the US, where the situation is improving slowly. Yet a third of NHS hospitals do not have obesity clinics run by multidisciplinary teams who can deal with the complexity of people's physical, social and mental problems. Many patients have eating problems, depression and anxiety. Weight loss surgery is recommended by the National Institute for Health and Clinical Excellence for people who are over a BMI, body mass index, of 35 and have related medical problems. In some parts, PCTs, primary care trusts, won't accept it before they have a BMI of 60. These people are very much more ill by the time they get to bariatric surgery, said Wass. Stomach stapling and other forms of weight loss surgery have been rationed as part of NHS's money-saving measures. Yet, said Wass, the counter-argument is very strong. Within 26 months of bariatric surgery, you save the cost of performing it. Obesity is not only caused by how much we eat or drink. If tackling it were as simple as telling people to eat less and move more, we would have solved it by now. Our chances of being obese are also affected by factors like whether we have easy access to affordable fruit, veg, and other healthy foods, and if it is safe to let our kids play outside. That's why, if governments focus on personal choice alone, it is, at best, a red herring, and at worst, a dereliction of duty for everyone's health.